Bored.
Easily.
Bored.
Easily.
Bored.
Easily.
Bored.
And suddenly I'm so painfully bored.
Let's go, I'm bored, let's go.
I'm a mini elitist, who grasp but can't seize these masterpieces. Melodies change monotonies in this abyss, deep like a greenery store. And now I couldn't even hate the scenery more, it gets me easily bored. And what's the meaning of all this for? I made a discovery, that's with a period pussy. I want these men to pause and not defend the flaws. I start bleeding profusely, you'll see eventually the talent of these meddlers with redundancy repeatedly being bellowed. Instead of those who deserve credit and are readily awaiting, but we keep putting it off so it's steadily escaping. That's articulate, and you can hear my voice presence, but you don't very much, cause I don't have the work ethic. Life's hectic enough, and I can't take it off of them. The only time it's right is when I wanna escape boredom. My love isn't so strong, that's the only thing I put my time toward. It's entertaining without explaining, that's what I rhyme for. Think before you talk, and learn to real manners. I don't write all the time, cause I'm really a fan first. No answers, no questions, just remember respiration. Exhalation's essential to not end up deflating. Inanimate still, life stops, so I feel fine. Kill thoughts of mine that don't exist in real time.
Time is a restraining order we place upon ourselves. Put our freedom on the shelf and tell a tall tale of how life used to be. I used to see spirits running free, talking, walking, chatting, interacting. Time is passing, things are changing, kids are aging. We live in different worlds now, our lives are rearranging. And I don't like the way our worlds are turning. Family trees are burning. Now we're not united, we're divided, and I find this shit concerning. I can see the days we were together as one, having fun, not thinking about our differences, but our similarities. It's the only time in life we will see with so much clarity. It's hilarity, thinking the way we're growing dumber, more stubborn. Can't help but wonder if we're all going under mentally. The way we think is going dormant. Screw what we're learning in school, we're forgetting what's important. Like solidarity, kinship, clarity, and friendship. Ability to stay sound and be down. We don't need any more mini malls. We need some more playgrounds. Big cities or small towns, we're all still distant. The same feeling of unity is now non-existent. You can't grow apart when you ain't one from the beginning. But take it from the heart, this is the start of the ending. But take it from the heart, this is the start of the end.
I'm locked and loaded. My mouth is considered a weapon by many, cause when I speak my mind, there's casualties are plenty. Some people tend to think that my intentions are evil, but the truth is I have no intention but to give you an earful of my spoken vocals. But I neglected to mention that my brain's been dissected for disinfection, so now it's disinfected. My head is no longer cursed. I would chase my dreams, but I need to get to sleep first. My hopes are a train and they've just been derailed. I might have been successful if all my plans hadn't failed, so now it's back to the drawing board, back to square one. Determined more than ever before, I won't stop until I'm done. The best is yet to come, I've only just begun. I'm the embodiment of abstract thought, the center of the sun is where I dwell. Can you tell from the third degree burns? I can't help but to try and compel blonde bombshells as the world turns. My head swells as I learn and discern myself. All my concerns are in a nutshell. It's like a real life 1984 by George Orwell. Oh well, aside from the obvious gem-dropping nonsense, the ladies stay fixated on my sexual contents. All of them wish that I could become their spouse, cause I'm good to the last drop like Maxwell House. I can predict your freestyles, but I can't predict the weather. But that's a different story altogether.
So tired, I can't quiet the alarm's constraint. The restraint of humanity makes me apply war paint. People's creed is in dire need of replenished revision. Synthetic personality is the consequence of television. It's the masses' decision what they act to entertain. I see it as an advocate for evolutionary constraints. It's mundane how kids overconsume this monotony. I can never see the reason for this arrogant ideology. Elliptical cornucopias of tunneling hopelessness. I'm a hapless individual whose actions are blasphemous. Unattracting this methodical, analytical, melodic. I didn't come to bring the pain, you already got it. Just keep your third eye shut in the blue. It's a conformity. My deformity is society's attempt to entertain. I ignored. It's not that difficult to see why I'm so easily bored.
My astounding, stealthy intelligence allows me to witness the irrelevance, the futile lifestyle led by those with the content smile. Walking around happy because the illusion stays slappy, like I'm okay and my life is great. I got a good job working for the state, when the only state they got is a blank state of mind. The fed that happiness that they're unable to find. The bad thing is that they like the taste of a monotonous fate kept on videotape. The ending is predetermined and I just can't wait. Gray becomes the color of the eyes in the skies, the acceptance of the federally endorsed lies. I look around me and I see these zombies walking around in pursuit of these false realities. You know they take a shit to say hello to the worms, then they eat it back up and send it back to their homes. I'm gonna take my tribe and make like the moles, and after these fools kill themselves, we'll reemerge from our holes.